Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Meg Robinson. Many of us who are Christians want to make a positive impact on others. Today's podcast involves a conversation between Senior Pastor Jerry Barber and Family Pastor Scott Torres about the subject, Tips for Reaching the Lost.
At Harvest, different people have given suggestions for podcast topics, and we're going to tackle one of those today. The topic is Tips for Reaching the Lost. I'm joined again today by our family pastor, Scott Torres. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you for having me. What's up?
Well, what's up is a very important topic, Tips for Reaching the Lost. So let me explain some of that lingo first. Believers in Jesus Christ belong to Him, and because we belong to Him by faith, He's done amazing changes in our life, and He wants us to be used in the lives of those that don't know Him yet. So we don't know who's listening to this podcast. There may be people who are in process themselves spiritually. And if so, let's just start by saying this. Jesus Christ loved you and loves you. He was the only perfect person who ever lived. He lived a perfect life. And yet we, because we had sinned, had been separated and are separated from God. So He died a sacrificial death on the cross so that everyone who puts their faith in Him would be saved, would be found, would be one of His forever and ever. And that's eternal life. Knowing Him is eternal life. So I think anytime we approach a topic like this, we should start there and remind ourselves. That's a short version of what the gospel of Jesus Christ is. And so this gospel is such incredible good news. That's why we want to share it with as many people as we can. And again, if you're listening and are in process, we hope that you will call on the Lord, and He will certainly hear you. So how do you reach out to those that need Christ? I think most Christians want to do that, but there's a mixture of fear and uncertainty, or maybe feeling like it's for someone else. So we're going to try to talk about that. Scott, I'm glad that you're here to join me with that. I want to let you kick it off. And what do you think? What would you say to somebody as far as who wants to reach people for Jesus?
Thank you for having me today. I think the first thing that I would say is thank God that it's His will. And what I mean by that is I can relax. We can relax. We don't ever have to worry about does God want us to reach out to people that don't know Him, whatever method we're planning to use. Because the answer to that is yes. I think of Matthew 28 that says, therefore go and make disciples. It brings me a whole lot of comfort to know that it is God's will that He desires us to reach out to people, to speak to people, to build relationships with people in order to introduce them to the person and work of Christ. And the other thing, when I think about along those lines, I think of John chapter 10, verse 16, Jesus said, I have other sheep too that are not in this sheepfold. I must bring them in also. I can relax because, you know, Jesus, when He was sharing these words, in principle, there are sheep. There are those who don't yet know Christ that will come to know Christ, that the Lord is bringing them in. And I can relax because He's doing that. It's like He's ahead of us and He's bringing them in. And really, we're just partnering with the Lord and what He's already doing. So when I think about those two things, just from a perspective, that kind of helps me, you know, because I don't have to ever worry, is God in this? Does God want me doing this? Does this really work? So that's the first thing I'd say.
I appreciate that. Those are really good words. You know, both of us are pastors, And sometimes people think, oh, if pastors, it must be really easy for them to do personal evangelism, or they must be experts. I guess I want to say, and I'll give you a chance for a rebuttal here, but I think you probably will agree that we are not experts at it, and it is not necessarily easy. Any rebuttal? Would you disagree?
Absolutely. I would not disagree. And do you ever really become an expert? You know, I think the answer is no. You might have experience because you've tried, you've attempted, you failed, but I think it's always tough trying to meet somebody for the first time and build a relationship and wait for maybe the opportune moment to kind of share Christ. That's tough. It reminds me, it's a lot like maybe fishing, you know? I mean, Jesus used those analogies. I mean, it's not easy.
Yeah, it's not. And it's that's a good word for us to relax in one sense. That doesn't mean that we aren't interested. We are definitely interested and concerned, but we don't take the responsibility on ourselves to do the work. And something that's related to that, our dear brother, Jeff Keziah, who went to be with the Lord just a few months ago, used to say often that we're all just links in a chain. And the key thing is to think about maybe being one link. If you think about it, the people that have come to Christ in all of our lives, if you ask somebody, how did you become a Christian? For most people, I think they're going to go back and they're going to point to a number of different interactions with different people, maybe in the same season of their life or maybe at different seasons. One person helped them with this aspect and another one. You know, so in other words, in a chain, one of them was the first link. You know, it might have been their parents or it might have been a friend. They didn't grow up in a Christian home and maybe they met somebody in high school or college or whatever on the job. So one was the first link and there were other links along the way. And then some maybe fortunate. Sometimes we get to be the last link. And almost everybody that we talk to who we have the privilege of seeing them indeed turn their life over to Christ, there have been other links in the chain along the way, and God just blessed us to give us that opportunity at that time. So that's a good reminder to me, and I think a good help for all of us. Just think about being a link. How can God use you and not necessarily envision that you have to be a part of the entire process? And so maybe that goes with relax. Well, you also mentioned something. I think it's important, and that's just building relationships with unbelievers. And our culture, many non-Christians are skeptical of the faith, or maybe they've had bad experiences in the past. Maybe they think it's just about religion and not really understanding what a personal relationship is. So we really do best when we live in relationship. We're friends with those that aren't Christians yet. How would you suggest that people develop those kind of friendships with unbelievers, Scott?
I would say one, from a perspective standpoint, is, you know, I think we're called to love people. We're to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. And whether or not people are going to listen to what I have to say, or even the fact that I'd like to share Christ with them, I'm still commanded to love them. And so when you think about that from a friendship standpoint, that helps me again to just, it frees me to just be their friend, whether or not they're going to accept, love, like my Jesus or me or whatever. Just being a friend. So starting from that angle, that I'm to love my neighbor, that I'm to serve them, that I'm to love them like I love myself. And I think that there's a measure of putting their needs before mine, seeing what they need. How can I help? What can I do? So I start there again. Sorry for the perspective piece again, but
No, that's good. And part of it is that whole situation of just common experiences with unbelievers. Mm-hmm. Sometimes as believers, we get insulated. In fact, they say after being a Christian for a couple of years, the average Christian has no significant contacts with unbelievers. And that's because life changes and we change, God changes, and you get connected with a church and you're enjoying great friendship and relationship there and new relationships, and you find maybe you don't have as much in common with the people that weren't believers that you previously hung out with. And I think, honestly, I think that makes God sad. He certainly gives us the church and he wants us to enjoy that kind of community, but he himself was known as a friend for sinners. He was at their parties. He was hanging out with them and going to meals with them and touching people that nobody else wanted to touch. So I think it's just, some of it is a matter of intentionality of just, if I'm going to, whatever I do, if it's tennis, golf, shopping, baseball, hiking, photography, whatever it might be, to enjoy experiences like that with non-Christians, because sometimes there is a gap between us and them. Let me tell you this quick aspect, quick little story. As a pastor, sometimes if people ask you right away, what do? You say you're a pastor, then all of a sudden that puts you in an entirely different plane. But I love those experiences where they don't know you're a pastor. Might sound funny coming from a pastor, but a few years ago I was really into running, ran some 5Ks and 10Ks and half marathons, and basically got with a running group. And at first, nobody knew I was a pastor because I didn't, you know, wear my pastor t-shirt to running. And I remember this guy that was a self-professed atheist. The first time I met with him, there were several of us in this group, and it just turned out that on that particular run, we were doing an out and back. So halfway, we went out halfway and then turned around. And almost all the way halfway there, he was just telling me all kind of stuff. I mean, his language was very salty. He was telling me all kind of disgusting things and just, you know, da 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 da. And we get to the turnaround point and start to come back, and he goes, what about you? What do you do? And of course I told him, and I thought, you know, he might go, oh, sorry, man. I didn't mean, but this just incited him. The rest of the run back, the other 20 minutes, he just kind of railed on the hypocrisy of Christians and this and this and this. And, you know, I just listened as we're running along, you know, I didn't jump on him or anything. At the end, when we got back, He said, thanks. I really enjoyed our conversation. And it was funny because I hardly said anything. He was just doing all that. But we developed a friendship over the time, and he has not yet become a believer. But I think it's important just to be a real average person. I think Jesus would agree with you or with that. Don't you think so?
I think so. And maybe to circle back around, you know, I think you made a great point when you talked about we were links in the chain. If I could go back there, when we, you know, there's a lot of glamour to be able to say, and I'm being facetious here, but to be able to say, hey, I led so and so to Christ, right? But I really like it when you said links in the chain, because it's real easy to want to kind of be the, you know, to be the person to lead the person to Christ, right? But really, we are links in the chain. And I remember there was a statistic recent, maybe a few years ago. I think it was a Lifeway resource. It talked about there was, you know, a person hears the gospel 7 or 8 times before they make professions. And anyway, I think it's good and humbling to just be one of those links and to see God work in just the everyday normal, being friends with people, loving people, being their neighbor, and then seeing what God does from that. So yeah, appreciate you sharing that.
Those are good words. And we're going to wrap this one up today, but we're going to continue this on our next podcast. We're going to keep the same topic, but we'll dive into it a little bit deeper. We'll talk about maybe a little bit more about these relationships. And then how do you turn that friendship into something that becomes redemptive? How do you cross that bridge of conversation that can be awkward at first? And also, we want to give some books and DVDs, kind of resources to help people that they may want to check out. So thanks for joining us. We hope to hope that you'll be a part of this on the next time as well.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out about how you can donate to support the podcast.